Welcome back to Dominantly Talks Podcast. We're your hosts, Toby
and Kinsey.
We'll start with some announcements. Each episode, there will be two riddles, and if you want to be on the podcast to answer the riddles, you can ask us, and we'll put you on a list for people to go and answer the riddles.
A debate section will also be put in, and you can request topics for us to talk about and for other people too as well.
Also in this episode,
we will have an exclusive interview with Student Council.
It's riddle time!
We have two guests here with us today, Marley.
Hello.
And Tyler.
Hello!
And they will be answering a few riddles for us. The first riddle is called the car mystery. A man was shot to death while in his car. There were no powder marks on his clothing, which indicated that the gunman was outside the car. However, all the windows were up and the doors were locked. After close inspection was made, the only bullet holes discovered were on the man's body. How was he murdered?
By a gun.
Suicide.
A gunshot. Didn't say that.
He was murdered by a gunshot.
Yes, he was, but who murdered him and how did they do it?
With a gun.
You can't say that. How?
I don't know.
By pulling the trigger?
You guys actually voted the first one. This is actually pretty easy. You guys can ask us questions.
Who did it?
Oh.
We do not know who it was.
Wait, how are you going to tell us for right?
But how did they shoot the man?
With a gun.
Can you act?
Okay, that's all him now.
You guys can ask us.
Trying to figure it out.
So he was shot in the body inside a car that was not opened.
Yes.
Oh, what if the sunroof thing was open and he shot through there?
Close.
I'm so big brain.
Do you want to accept that?
Yeah.
Fine, it was a convertible car.
Yeah. I'm so smart! Let's go!
Good job, you guys. Got the first riddle.
I got the first riddle.
Here's riddle two. Peter entered his house and was about to remove his shoes when he heard his wife shout, "No, John, don't do it." There was a shot, and he could hear her fall. When he entered the kitchen, he saw his wife and the gun on the floor. There was a police officer, a doctor, and a lawyer standing next to her. Peter immediately knew that the officer had shot her. But how did he know?
The officer has a gun.
No, the gun was on the floor.
But the officer dropped it then.
But how would...
Well, I mean,
know?
Who... I mean, it's most likely... I mean, if any of them have a gun, I guess the officer does.
Start of the riddle.
Because the officer...
Okay. His wife shouted, "No, John, don't do it," when...
The officer's name is John?
Okay, but how would he know that?
What if they're friends?
Name
or
tag.
It's his brother. Or, no, yeah, name tag.
Name tag.
There are no name tags.
Usually they have, and plus usually they have, like, J, like, and then they have, like, the last name.
What if his last name is John?
No! Okay, but he doesn't have a name tag anyways.
He asked him.
It says he immediately knew that the police officer had shot her. But how come he knew?
You guys can throw.
His...
And give up.
I can... What do I throw? No, we don't give up.
Okay. Keep trying.
We'll use the power of teamwork.
Who else was there?
So it was the police officer, a doctor, and a lawyer. How does he know that it wasn't the police, or that it wasn't the lawyer or doctor, and that it was the police officer?
Because the lawyer and the doctor are dead.
Yeah.
What if they're all dead except the officer?
I give up.
I don't give up. No, no, stop.
Tyler, you can drive. Okay, no.
No.
The police officer was the only male. The doctor and lawyer were both women. Nice try, guys.
You guys could have asked questions.
Okay.
I did ask questions.
Yeah, nice try, though.
I said, not I'm sorry.
You guys win a high five.
The officer's name is John. That's, like, the same thing. Ow, that hurt my hands.
Yes, it was true, but how would he know that? It's because he was the only male.
So you could ask if the, like, anyone is male. Because, obviously, John is... I can still be a female name, I guess. Yeah, but, like... Yeah.
It is more commonly a male name.
Yeah.
More commonly? Are you discriminating against women?
We did not.
Oh my gosh. Can you
Tyler,
ask?
We did not write the riddle.
But you, but you're the one who put it in the
Okay, can you... You guys half lost, but you got one riddle right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hey, Toby. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9, right?
Yeah, but why did 7 eat 9?
I don't know.
Because you need 3 square meals per day.
We're here with Student Council President Bethany and Vice President Secretary Faith, and they're going to be answering some questions. The first question is, what ideas are in the works to improve our school?
Currently, Student Council is working on creating a new lunch menu and beautifying the campus.
Okay, and the second question is, what improvements would you like to see personally in our school?
Personally, I would like compostable sporks, so there would be less plastic in our school, and so we will be more environmentally friendly.
The third question is, what criticism do you have for Student Council?
I personally wish that Student Council would have a bigger role in our school.
And the last question, if there is one significant change right now that you can make to any part of the school, what would it be?
A change that I would make is repairing from the flood damage sooner than later.
Okay, thank you for answering some questions.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dolphinitely Talks. We hope you'll join us next time.